multi-LLM coding workflows emerge. The landscape of AI-assisted programming is seeing a shift toward collaborative, multi-model approaches. Traditionally, code generation benchmarks and workflows have focused on a single large language model, LLM, tackling a problem end-to-end. However, recent user experiments suggest that chaining multiple LLMs, each picking up where the last left off, can outperform any single model working in isolation. For instance, when converting a Go file downloader application to Rust, models like Claude 4, Gemini 2.5 Pro, and ChatGPT all struggled when tasked individually. But by passing partially working code from one model to the next, and iteratively prompting for bug fixes, the final result surpassed what any model could achieve alone. This resembles a kind of AI pair programming, where different models specialize or complement each other's strengths. Rather than mixing outputs or cherry-picking best results, this approach has each model actively build upon the last's work, akin to ensemble methods like AdaBoost or gradient boosting in traditional machine learning, where diverse predictors are combined for stronger results. The implication is clear. LLM benchmarks and developer tools may need to evolve to test not just individual model performance, but also the emergent behaviors of multi-agent workflows. This trend is mirrored by formal research such as the Cure framework, which co-evolves LLM coding agents and unit testers via reinforcement learning. By training both the code generator and the tester together, they mutually improve. The coder learns to write code that passes increasingly rigorous tests, while the tester gets better at spotting subtle bugs. Cure-trained models, such as those fine-tuned from Qwen and DeepSeek coders, outperform their baselines on benchmarks like one-shot coding and unit test generation. The public release of models, datasets, and evaluation code offers the community a reproducible way to study agentic coding pipelines, reinforcing the view that a team of specialized AI agents can exceed the sum of its parts. New techniques for human-like code generation. The challenge of making LLMs code more like real programmers, spotting errors as they go, not just at the end, has inspired novel approaches. A recent paper from Tel Aviv University introduces execution-guided line-by-line code generation, EGCFG, where the model writes code in small chunks, executing and checking each step before moving on. This is a marked improvement over the default LLM behavior, generating an entire script in one go, then testing it only at the end. A method prone to subtle bugs, logical mistakes, and code that looks right, but fails in practice. EGCFG adds a feedback loop, making the model's workflow resemble that of an experienced developer. Break down the problem, write a little, check if it works, iterate. Notably, even top-tier LLMs like Claude or GPT-4 can benefit from this more granular, execution-aware process. Early results indicate higher quality, more robust code, with fewer errors propagating through the final output. Meanwhile, the open-source community is sharing practical tools for agentic coding. Collections of system prompts and tool definitions for production AI coding agents are being published, providing a foundation for more sophisticated, multi-agent development environments. Local AI tooling, Ollama and beyond. Running powerful AI models locally is becoming easier, more flexible, and more user-friendly. Google has quietly released an app that enables users to download and run AI models directly on their devices, signaling a shift toward privacy-preserving, offline AI. This move positions Google as a competitor to establish local LLM solutions like Ollama, which continues to see rapid ecosystem growth. Developers are building lightweight, minimal web UIs for interacting with Ollama models, such as PrinceChat, which auto-detects local models, offers real-time streaming responses, and prioritizes speed and simplicity over feature bloat. For those seeking more advanced features, AI Runner now supports Ollama as well, allowing users to chat with models and manage downloads seamlessly. Integration is spreading to the browser too. Browser OS now supports querying Ollama models directly from the web, enabling local AI-powered interactions with websites. For research and report writing, the local Deep Researcher project leverages Ollama or LMS Studio to run local LLMs that autonomously search the web, summarize findings, identify gaps, and iterate, delivering a full markdown report with sources. These developments underscore a trend toward modular, local-first AI tooling, where users can mix and match models and interfaces to fit their workflows. Hardware choices and model selection for local LLMs. With the proliferation of local LLMs, hardware compatibility remains a key concern. The AMD RX 6950 XT, a gaming GPU with 16 gigabytes VRAM, is now a viable platform for running substantial local models. Users report success with models like Qwen-3 8B, Gemma 3-12B, and even Qwen-3 30B and Gemma 3-27B at quantized precisions, leveraging frameworks like Llama.cpp with Vulkan backend for efficient inference. While raw throughput may lag behind NVIDIA's CUDA-accelerated cards, AMD GPUs are catching up in usability and performance, especially for those willing to optimize settings and use the latest backends. Model selection is highly use-case dependent. For technical and general queries, Qwen 3-14B and Qwen 3-32B are recommended. For creative tasks and translation, Gemma 3-12B and Gemma 3-27B excel. Mistral Small 3.2 is noted for creative writing. The key is matching quantization and backend to your VRAM and workflow needs, with Vulkan often outperforming ROCm on AMD hardware. OCR math and code. Despite rapid progress, small open-source OCR, optical character recognition, models still struggle with accuracy, especially when handling math and code. Users testing models like Google's Gemma 2B to 27B and Qwen 2.5 VL7B find that even simple structures, such as listicles or mathematical expressions, are frequently misread or incompletely captured. For instance, distinguishing between 10 to 9 and 109 remains problematic, and hallucinations or misplaced paragraphs are not uncommon. OLMoker, an OCR model from Allen AI, is cited as one of the better options, but still requires substantial human verification. Web-based demos may outperform local installs, and adherence to system prompts can be inconsistent. The verdict: OCR for math and code remains an unsolved problem for small models, and human oversight is indispensable for accuracy-critical tasks. Managing AI tools in developer work. Integrating multiple AI tools such as ChatGPT, Copilot, and custom LLMs into an efficient development workflow is still a work in progress. Developers report that while these tools can provide useful code snippets or suggestions, context switching between them can disrupt focus and productivity. The most effective strategies involve maintaining a curated mapping of tasks to prompt templates, refining prompts based on results, structuring code bases into smaller, well-organized files to facilitate targeted AI assistance, assigning specific tools to distinct phases of development, using ChatGPT for prototyping, DeepSeek for code enhancement, and Gemini for bug fixes, always manually verifying outputs, as AI-generated code, even when correct in parts, often contains subtle errors. The consensus is pragmatic. AI tools are accelerators, not replacements. Their value lies in their ability to handle specific, well-scoped tasks, with human developers retaining final oversight and responsibility. Image editing and safety in generative models. Image editing with generative AI is advancing, with models like Flux.1 Context 12B parameters offering ONX exports for text-guided image editing. Black Forest Labs emphasizes risk mitigation, implementing both pre-training and post-training filters to minimize the generation of unlawful content, such as CSAM, child sexual abuse material, or non-consensual intimate imagery. They partnered with the Internet Watch Foundation and performed multiple rounds of adversarial evaluation across 21 model checkpoints, focusing on blocking misuse. Their approach highlights a growing industry focus. As generative models get more powerful, responsible release and robust safety filters are essential, especially for models that can edit or generate realistic imagery based on text prompts. Efficient reasoning with Synapse Route. Scaling LLMs for practical applications often means balancing cost and performance, especially in domains like medicine where question complexity varies widely. The Synapse Route framework proposes an auto-route switching system for dual-state LLMs, models that can operate in both thinking, high reasoning, high cost, and non-thinking, fast, low-cost modes. Analysis on medical benchmarks reveals that roughly 58% of questions can be accurately answered using the non-thinking mode alone, reserving the high-cost reasoning path for genuinely complex cases. This dichotomy not only optimizes inference costs, but also reduces the risk of overthinking and hallucinations associated with reasoning-heavy responses. SynapseRoute demonstrates that intelligent routing between model states enables more efficient, scalable deployment of LLMs in real-world, mixed-complexity settings. Preference modeling and scaling laws. Large-scale preference modeling is emerging as a critical capability for LLMs. The World PM72B model demonstrates that preference modeling, training models to select better responses based on human or adversarial feedback, follows similar scaling laws as language modeling. As model size increases, objective evaluation metrics, such as the ability to spot intentional errors or irrelevant responses, improve predictably, following a power law decrease in test loss. However, subjective preference modeling, evaluating style, tone, or other nuanced qualities, does not scale as neatly. The researchers attribute this to the multidimensional nature of subjective judgments, where improvements in some areas may be offset by regressions in others. Interestingly, as models scale up, they become more style neutral, but this can lead to lower subjective evaluation scores due to a mismatch with specific style preferences. The upshot, while objective preference modeling is highly scalable and yields consistent gains with larger models, subjective domains remain challenging, highlighting the limits of current approaches in capturing the richness of human judgment. DIY PotatoS and accessible offline agents. Making AI approachable and fun is also on the rise, as seen in projects like the potato-based GLaDOS replica, PotatoS. Built around an NVIDIA Jetson Orin Nano and housed in a 3D-printed potato shell, PotatoS runs a trimmed-down Llama 3.2 model for dialogue with Llama Index for retrieval augmented generation, Piper for speech synthesis, and Vosk for speech recognition. The device delivers sarcastic on-brand responses offline, demonstrating that with careful prompt engineering and model selection, even modest hardware can power engaging, personality-rich AI agents. All source code is open, making PotatoS a practical introduction for anyone interested in building local, interactive AI systems. No cloud required, just a potato-shaped enclosure and a bit of technical curiosity.